Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We got an issue.
I'm not sure.
Something's going up on in the crowd over behind the VCU bench. And the officials are going to let that get cleared out before they stop this timeout.
Right.
They don't like to see any problems in the stands.
There was some hacking and whacking and punching and kicking going on at the SLU game. Oh, yeah. By the way, they had a big win, too. They beat Virginia Commonwealth at Chaffetz Arena last night, so a good win for Billiken's basketball.
I thought we were watching Blues hockey from the 1980s or something. I didn't know the Billikens had brawls. A Billiken brawl.
A Brawlikin.
A Brawlikin. Yeah. They had a St. Louis Brawlikin.
So, by the way, Amy and I are going to be broadcasting live from the Billikens Grill on Friday.
The Grillikin.
The Bill Grill from 10 to 1. Ahead of the big game against Dayton. They're playing Dayton on Friday night. That is a huge one for them, and it is the Blizzard game. It's the whiteout game.
Yeah, the whiteout game.
So it's going to be fun.
Yeah, Dayton. Hey, is that something that you're not doing currently?
Correct. Usually, don't worry about what I'm doing. Usually, we talk to our next guest at 11:30 on Monday and Wednesday, but we are adjusting because we've got the mayor, Tashara Jones, who has had to push back a little bit, so she's with us at 11:30. But Matt Pauley joins the show now on KMOX. Hello, Matt.
Hello. So the mayor is as good at being on time as she is at getting trash and roads taken care of?
Yeah, really something to get off your chest, huh?
He's coming in with his own brawlikin.
This guy doesn't even live in the city. He's over here complaining.
I'm in the city every day. I am in the city every day. And they take taxes out of my paycheck, so I feel
true.
Like I can make that joke.
He is a taxpayer. You can't knock him that. He is a taxpayer in the city of St. Louis, and also he's not wrong.
That's true. So, hey, real quick,
yes.
I want to say this before we get to SLU basketball. Congratulations to me. Oh. I was able to purchase four Savannah Banana
He
tickets.
Got him.
Oh, wow.
He got him, Matt.
Wow.
Yeah, I got in for Banana Ball on, I think, the 5th, April 5th.
His time slot was 11 a.m., and he was refreshing the browser.
Let me just tell you how weird of a process. Like, I really appreciate that they are trying to keep scalpers out. They've done a really good job of that, but it is totally random. Everything is random. You didn't really get much of a choice as far as where you get to sit. And even when you buy the tickets, they tell you, so I have four tickets, and they say between section 361 and 372. That's it.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know where I'm at.
Did you have a chance to buy lower bowl tickets?
It gave me two options, and that was it, and I couldn't.
Interesting.
If there was a button for me to be able to change it, I don't know. I may have messed that part up, but I don't think so. I think that's as good as I was allowed. Yeah.
St. Louis was number one in terms of this tour on them.
That's
good
demand.
Because hopefully that means that they will come back because it is such a cool. I've never seen them live. I do not have tickets for this one, and the way things go, I don't think I'm going to find my way in. But at some point, I will see the Savannah Bananas, and I will love it.
What a remarkable story it is, Matt, that this minor league baseball team that was struggling, nobody cared about, is in such demand. They're going to multiple major league stadiums on this tour this summer. They're going to a couple of football stadiums, like Titans Stadium they're going to, for example. They'll be at Fenway. They're going to be in Baltimore, I think. They're there at Sox Park. And they're selling these places out. This is really, it's crazy that they've been able to do this.
They're not just selling places out. They do these pre-sales, and they have multiples of beyond with the ticket availability of people who want to get in. It is, and this people who don't know the history of this team started as a summer collegiate team. I think they were in the Coastal Plain League, if I remember correctly. And it was just a team that where college kids, you know, a lot of times college baseball players, you know, we talk a lot about the league up north, whatever that, you know, the famous summer collegiate league team, but there's summer collegiate leagues all over the country. And the Savannah Bananas started as one of those, and they started doing some wacky stuff for their home games. And then, so like actual baseball players would be doing some of this wacky stuff as games were being played. And eventually they left that league and became their own thing. So that way they could go all in on all the crazy rules, and they've got, you know, the different traveling things that they do. But it is an incredible story of where this team was and who they are now. And I can't think of the guy's name who leads it.
Jesse Cole.
He's just a he is just a visionary when it comes to these things. So really a great American story right there.
Yeah, no, it is crazy. I mean, it's a marketing genius. I mean, you have to put Jesse Cole up there with the guy, I forgot his name, but he is the same guy that made Crocs cool again. He was also the guy that made the Stanley Cup the most coveted item in America last year, a couple of years ago. And it's this marketing genius that somehow you get it. You get what people want, even though I'm not sure if you did all of the research, Matt, and got all of this analysis and took polls, that anybody would say before it existed that we want banana ball, that we want gimmicks. Because to me, if you pitched me banana ball, I would say, sounds terrible, it would never work.
Yeah, the idea, yeah, you know, outs with when a fan catches a ball and the dancing and everything. And yeah, you know, sometimes people call it kind of the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. It is, in the sense that it's fun and gimmicky, but it isn't in the sense of the extreme nature of the things that the Bananas do. And I think you're right. I think if you just put it down on paper before they exist, most people are saying, nah, this will never work.
All right, Matt Pauly, that game last night, really big one for SLU. They got a win against Virginia Commonwealth, and this is right before they have the game against Dayton on Friday. A big week for them. There was the brawl in the stands that happened behind the VCU bench. What a night at Chaffetz last night.
Yeah, that's a memorable night right there, and it's a fantastic win, and it gives you an idea of what this team can potentially be. They don't have a shot of being an at-large NCAA tournament team. So if they're going to get to the big dance this year, they're going to have to do it by winning the conference tournament, and you're going to have to go through teams like VCU to be able to do that. To lose at their place 2 weeks ago by a bunch and just really put a poor performance on the court, they've been on a really, you know, they had like four straight games of not shooting well, especially this past weekend in a game that they could have won on the road. They didn't shoot well. For it all to come together, for there to be a pretty solid crowd, the craziness of the fight and everything, and that's a little bit disappointing too, because unfortunately, that's
we're talking
about
that.
The country are seeing, you know, see this thing happening in St. Louis, and that's the last thing we need right now. But it just goes into the night and how great of a night it was for the Billikens.
I'm just saying it's road rage that spilled into the arena, probably. Maybe.
I mean, I had a few jokes on it. You know, somebody say something bad about Emo's Pizza or Toasted Ravioli? Did somebody say that you know, the Pep Band is not the greatest Pep Band in the world? Like, I don't know what led to it. But
the only thing that would get me going is if you said that we didn't have the best zoo in the world.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, that would do it.
Or if you said it's not even free, if you go and it's not even free.
Yeah, it's not the best zoo in the world, and you got to pay for it.
You
got to
punch that guy in the face. What?
Oh, there is a zoo job fair today. Did you know that?
No.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Yeah, you can go to the zoo today.
I wish I had actually done
and
that.
There's a bunch of food service jobs, and you know, they're looking, I think, for people younger and postgraduate, that kind of thing. So if you want a job at the zoo, you can go get one. Anyway.
You know, it was right behind the VCU bench. They could have been arguing about whether or not you should call it a state or a commonwealth.
That's probably exactly it.
Yes.
Hey, any movement on Nolan Arenado? I was seeing yesterday that people in New York, they have a feeling that he might end up either with the Yankees or the Mets ultimately. And I'm watching Yankees fans and Mets fans, half of them be like, no, don't do it. And the other half being like, that would be a pretty good idea for us, actually.
Look, is there a possibility that the Yankees and Mets come back around to Nolan Arenado? Sure. I'm not closing that door. I just, you asked if there's been any movement, and no, there's not been any movement. Nothing's going to happen at this point until Alex Bregman figures out where he's going, and it feels like every day I feel like it's more likely that he's going to end up back in Houston, but Boston is probably still the team that can offer the most amount of money. If he goes to Houston, that's probably good for the Cardinals because that re-engages the Red Sox, and Boston's probably the team that's out there that can cover the highest amount of salary that like the Cardinals would like to have covered. If he ends up going, if Bregman ends up signing with the Red Sox, that resets things, and then maybe the Yankees and the Mets do get back involved, and maybe the Cardinals change what they want in return and how much salary they want picked up. But I've seen the same stuff that you've seen about, you know, Yankees and Mets, especially Yankees, about maybe they come back around on him. I think that's just people talking right now because it's very frustrating. Nothing is happening. And for many of us, it is our job to talk about these things. So when nothing's happening, all of a sudden silly things start coming out of our mouths.
So I saw that yesterday the Cardinals let go of Victor Santos. He was a minor league thing. And the other guy, he was part of the Tyler O'Neill deal, and the other guy, Nick Robertson, also had been let go by the Cardinals, I think, in the middle of last year. So, you know, you kind of look at that deal, and they didn't really end up getting much for Tyler O'Neill. Dylan Carlson is now with the Baltimore Orioles. Just should we care much about what happens with some of the Cardinals that are no longer here? Does it mean anything if they go on to succeed? Does it mean anything if we haven't gotten much in return? How do you look at all of it?
Yeah, we make too much of it generally. The Dylan Carlson thing last year, the pitcher that they got for him, they released before the season even ended. But then, you know, Carlson was non-tendered at the end of the year, and he becomes a free agent. So neither team has those pieces. The Tyler O'Neill thing, he had an okay season, but he's on a new team now, as you alluded to. And the Cardinals don't have any of the pieces from that trade. Look, there's legitimate frustration when you move on from a player and they have really big moments or a really big season for another team, and that's happened a lot with former Cardinals here recently. O'Neill was fine this past season, but he didn't have this amazing year. He dealt with some injuries like he always does. Carlson was essentially the same guy with Tampa that he was with the Cardinals, and that's why he ended up getting non-tendered. So I think it's different when you look at like Randy Arozarena and see what he's done and compare that to what a Tyler O'Neill or a Dylan Carlson might do.
All right, Matt Pauly, as we are getting ready for spring training, when did you say you were leaving again?
Two months.
Right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the day after the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You're not going to have me that day because I'm going to be in flight during my scheduled
time.
In
flight.
They've got Wi-Fi.
Just ask the mayor to come and be on that segment.
Well, the mayor's coming in with us soon.
Okay.
So
you are going to be on your way to spring training. And
to
so
Florida.
What we can do is we can ask ChatGPT to be you. Say, hey, give us answers that Matt Pauly would give us.
I wonder how good.
That'd be interesting.
How good do you think ChatGPT would be good at doing that?
Well, the only reason why we'd have a chance, is because Matt Pauly is out there, right? Like you've got from the Gas House Gang to Sports Open Line. There's audio out there.
Yeah.
Can ChatGPT pull from audio, or are they just pulling from
written
content?
The vibe? Would it get the Pauly vibe?
I think we'd have to describe the vibe.
Okay. Well,
how would you describe that vibe, baby?
You know, let's not do that right now.
This is not the time. This is unbelievable, Matt.
Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line tonight. You have a full show?
I do.
6 to 8 o'clock.
Yes.
You planned yet?
Not really. We got a few things. Isaac Bruce is going to be on tonight.
Isaac Bruce. Oh, we should also mention
that
tomorrow Kurt Warner is going to be on the show because I'm assuming you have Isaac Bruce on because the anniversary of the Greatest Show on Turf Super Bowl is tomorrow.
Yes, 25th anniversary. So great to be able to talk with him. You'll hear that tonight.
Thank you, Matt Pauly.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. We will have tomorrow. Kurt Warner is joining the show. 25 years since the Rams won the Super Bowl. That anniversary is tomorrow. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX.